Well, our staff reading for today, as I said last night, these are in the boathouse. If you'd like to have one and see what we're doing here with the staff as far as our theme is concerned, it has to do with, well, Brother Kenny talked about us all being individuals. I don't think that's news to anyone, that we are all individuals, and we are characters too. Everyone is different from the next. And here it says that God has a special place for each one to fill. It's your own place, and He wants you to find it and then fill it for Him. And so I'd just like to read it. Yes, I don't think we're going to be doing this all season long, but I just felt that as we start, I just wanted to emphasize this. I know you have it in your personal devotions, and we ask you, staffers, to read this sometime during the day. Maybe some of the department heads are using it in their devotions, because I would like this to be a theme for your day. But this time, in regard to our service for the Lord, the thought that is emphasized is that we all have a place to fill for Jesus, to serve in the interests of His kingdom. And there's nothing better than to know and to love and to serve Jesus. So here it says, God has prepared you for the work to which you are appointed. I believe you are endowed with special capacity for a certain work, so that no one is so fitted for it as yourself. You are a key to a lock which no other key will fit so well. Each laborer for the Lord has his proper tools. God does not, like Pharaoh, require us to make bricks without straw, nor to fight without weapons, nor to build without a trowel. The Lord provides lamps and oil and wedding garments for all who are called to the bridegroom's midnight banquet. You are equipped for such work as the Lord has appointed you. Will you not at once get to your post? You say, if I could preach, I would do it gladly. You would not preach worthily unless you are even now prepared to do other service for which you are fitted. You would be a disgrace to the pulpit if you are useless in the home circle. If God entrusts you with a single talent and you do not use it, neither would you use 10 talents, for he that is unfaithful in that which is least would be unfaithful in that which is greatest. The CHS, did I say it stands for Charles H. Spurgeon? And he was a preacher, a great preacher. They called him the Prince of Preachers. And as you can tell, he was very straightforward. You don't miss his point, do you? You're prepared and you are equipped, and get to doing it. That's the idea. Let's be faithful right where we are right now, whatever it is that we're called to do for the Lord. Let's be faithful in it by His grace. And he brings us around to the truth. It's not just a thought, but it's a truth that all this is a heart matter. It has to do with loving devotion for Jesus. Hallelujah. Being consecrated to His cause. There's a reference to the story of the master who gave different ones different abilities or different amounts to work with. And the one who was given the one talent, as you recall, the 1 pound, one unit of money, it was in that case. He didn't know his Lord, he didn't love his Lord, he didn't serve his Lord well, and he just took that talent and he hid the talent. He then blamed when he was taken to task for what he did, instead of using it and letting it grow, or working to make it grow, he hid it away, and then he blamed the master. You remember the story, don't you? Rather than taking the responsibility for himself, he blamed the master. I feared you. That's why I acted in the way that I did. I know what you're like. And the master said, I can see what you're like. If you read the story, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good ending. At least for him, it wasn't. But the others who were faithful with what they were given were rewarded. And God will reward us. Isn't that something? He calls us. He assigns us. He prepares us. He equips us. It's all from him, and it's all for him. And he still rewards us. And he gives us a blessing from his own hand. He gives us, in our case here, for our little service. Well, some of you will say, what are you saying, little service? I've been working hard. Okay, your big service, whatever you want to call it. For that, he rewards us. How? Why, he manifests his presence to us. He gives us more of himself. And I can't even tell you what ways God rewards us whenever we do something for him. Yeah, they're beyond. They're just so precious and wonderful. I've heard so many wonderful testimonies about the way God rewarded people who maybe put something aside that maybe they had wanted to do, and they instead served him in some capacity for some time, and then he led them out into something that was so much better than what they had planned for themselves, and so on. Well, you've heard the stories too, and perhaps you could give your own testimony. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 86, and we have another little word that goes along with this. Verse 10, David is praying here, David the psalmist, and he says, "For thou art great." I'm reading from the King James Version. "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." Now, I want us to focus especially on verses 10, 11, and 12, but I feel as though it wouldn't be right for me not to read the whole psalm, so please follow along with me. "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy," meaning devoted to you. Or as I've told you, Bernice King taught me, having our lives yielded. Holy, having our lives yielded. "O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. What a good prayer this is. And the reason I was focusing on 10, 11, and 12 is that we sing those verses at home, and I suppose we've done it here also. And right in the 11th verse, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Unite my heart to fear thy name. That means, Lord, let my heart be totally set on you. Totally set on you. Take all my heart, my will, my powers. Let them be focused. Let my heart be set on you. Let me be true-hearted, whole-hearted, faithful and loyal. King of my life, by thy grace I will be. Well, it's good to have a focus, a single-minded, single-hearted, whole-hearted devotion to the Lord. I know that in our, I remember in some of the presidential campaigns, it was thought to be something very good to not be straightforward. Remember John Kerry? He was the darling of the media, and he lost, but Kerry Edwards, remember that great team? And the thing about John Kerry was that he was, remember the word, nuanced. He was smart enough to be nuanced. And we had another president, Bill Clinton, who was, and I'm sure he is very bright, but he was the thing that was so great about him, and so much better than the dolt that followed him, was that he could compartmentalize. Remember that word? He could do this and be totally, totally focused on what he was doing here, at the same time that he was solving a war or a conflict in the Middle East, and then doing this, he could do so many things at one time, and that was supposed to be real good, you know. And maybe it is, if you can compartmentalize, that's maybe something very special. But how about all the compartments being for Jesus then? And our hearts being united, totally set on God. Some of us are sometimes people that compartmentalize, can't be focused on the compartments like Bill Clinton could. They would be termed scatterbrained. I think maybe I have that problem sometimes. I can be talking about one thing and then I'm reminded of something else and get sidetracked a little bit. But isn't it good to be true and whole and united in love with Jesus? Just wanting him. Purity of heart, no alloy. Purity of heart is to want just one thing, the one thing that's needful. And I like this verse for that reason. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I think of Jesus. We've been pointing to him as our example. He set his face to go to Jerusalem in Luke 9. And all the way along from Luke 9 till where he arrives in Jerusalem to go to the cross, you see that he's set on that thing. And again, he tells his disciples, this is where we're going and this is what's going to happen. And all along the way, he's doing wonderful things. But his what does it say in Isaiah 50? I have set my face like flint to do God's will. I know that he is with me. I know that he will help me. I know that I will not be ashamed. That's a single-minded devotion. That's wholeheartedness for the cause. Praise the Lord. I delight to do thy will, O my God. So thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And then we put an and in there, okay? And I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. We're going to sing that. And just let me take you to the last verse before we sing. Give me a sign of your goodness. That's a wonderful prayer. I'm not faulting David for praying that when I say this. The apostles prayed for signs and wonders to be done for the glory of God. But remember, I guess other New Testament people think of Jesus when they asked him to show them a sign. That was out of curiosity. They were testing him. Their hearts weren't right. And he responded by telling them that only one sign would be given them. You can't think of that, or I can't when I see, show me a sign. Show me a sign. Give me a token. I can't help but think of that exchange and Jesus' answer, which had to do with life from the dead, the resurrection. And so Jesus is alive, and he is the one to whom we appeal. Lord, fill my heart with your love. Fill me with your spirit. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Don't let me be turned aside or distracted from this one thing that is needful. So Jesus is here, and he hears this prayer, and he will. He will work in us. Let's see. Shall we try it? Sister Lily, help us, give us the ready. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Got to keep your hymn book open. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. Once more. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. And I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. Hallelujah. So we talked about worship, didn't we? And what worship is, it's to be wholly given to the Lord. So just lay it all down and pour it all out. Give everything over and give everything up to him. And then honor and love and serve and adore him. Let us worship you, Lord, all day long. And let us serve you in the Spirit and yield ourselves wholly to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it will be a wonderful day as you have your way. Hallelujah. Bless our brothers who leave us. Protect them on the journey, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you for this precious time we've had together this morning with you. Amen. Amen.